Edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin. I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. Please follow me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin. This podcast is available at MMAoddsBreaker.com. Go to our YouTube channel, like, share, subscribe, tell your friends about it. Also check me out at BJPenn.com and MMARings.net. So got a few pieces of news to talk about today, a couple of fight announcements, and especially a big fight announcement, actually. And we'll start with that. UFC 245 gets another great fight. I love this matchup. Robbie Lawler will be taking on Santiago Ponzinibbio at the year-end card. What a great fight this is. That card just looked really good on paper. And again, there's been rumors there could be three title fights in my card. So we don't know yet, but it sure is looking like there is going to be three title fights because there's so many titles that need to be defended before the end of the year. So anyways, this is a great fight. Lawler versus Ponzinibbio. Lawler obviously is on a little bit of a skid right now. He's 37. He's on a three-fight losing streak. But look who he lost to. Colby Covington, Ben Askren, Rafael dos Anjos. He beat Donald Cerrone before that, and then prior to that, he had lost to Tyron Woodley. So he's lost for his last five fights, but these guys are elite guys. So to me, Lawler's still a great fighter. The Covington fight definitely was not a good performance, but I think it's just a bad matchup for him. Colby's got all that pressure, that cardio, that youth advantage, and I think it really didn't do Robbie any favors in that fight. But he still went the full five rounds. So this guy is very tough to finish. He's extremely powerful with his hands, obviously extremely experienced. I think he still has something left in the tank. So we'll see what happens here, but he is taking a guy in Santiago Ponzinibbio, who's on a nice win streak here. Ponzinibbio, he's 32, so he's not like a young guy by any means, but he's not super old either. Ponzinibbio has looked great in the UFC. 9-2 record in the octagon, 7-fight win streak right now. So he's looked amazing lately, coming off a really big win over Neil Magny by knockout just over a year. Yeah, it was last November, just over a year ago. Not even a year ago. Before that, beating Mike Perry and Gunnar also by knockout. He also has wins over Nurdin Taleb, Zach Cummings, Court McGee, Sean Strickland, and Leonardo Santos on the Ultimate Fighter. So if you include his Ultimate Fighter fights, he's actually 13-2 in the UFC. So that's a great record. The guy is obviously a tremendous striker, huge knockout power as well. He's a fun fighter to watch, and this fight's really good. I like this matchup quite a bit. Ponzinibbio's been waiting, and he's deserved a top 10 guy for a long time. I know Lawler's on the tail end of his career right now, but he's still a very dangerous guy. This is a good fight. Tough one to call. But Ponzinibbio, I think you got to get the advantage to just because of the youth, the momentum. I just don't think you could completely write off Robbie Lawler based on the style matchup. It's going to take place in the feet. Lawler's a great striker. He has knockout power. Don't count Robbie Lawler in this fight, but you definitely have to favor Santiago Ponzinibbio here just based on the momentum here with the 7 straight wins. So, great fight. That card looks great, like I mentioned. UFC 245, also on that card. Matt Brown versus Ben Saunders. In what I think is like almost just as good of a fight. That's an amazing matchup for fans. Jessica Eye versus Fabian Araujo and Amanda Nunes versus Jermaine Aranami for the UFC women's bantamweight title. Again, we don't know exactly what the main event's going to be. There's rumors it could be Usman versus Covington. There's rumors it could be Habib versus Ferguson, Max Holloway versus Volkanovski. I don't know, but it looks like there's going to be three title fights. So hopefully UFC announces that soon. That card's coming up pretty quickly, actually, December 14th. So 3 months away. Amazing card so far. All right, speaking of Covington, Usman, Ben Askren was on Ariel's show yesterday, and he talked about Usman and Covington. He believes they overplayed their hand in negotiations with the UFC. He thinks that Covington thinks he's worth more money than he actually is worth, and he thinks Usman thinks the same. And he just thinks that they're going to have to eventually take the UFC's offer and get this fight done because they don't want to lose. Well, Covington doesn't want to lose the title shot, and Usman doesn't want to lose that fight with Covington. According to Askren, they made a massive mistake here by not taking the fight sooner because they won't be fighting UFC 244 in New York as the main event. So we'll see if Ben Askren's right. But definitely they won't be fighting on that card in New York. I don't think that's going to happen. There's no way the UFC is going to put a welterweight title fight underneath the BMF title in the main event. It just doesn't make sense. But it still could happen at UFC 245. So hopefully they get that fight done soon. Askren also believes that there's no way that Leon Edwards will get that title fight. But Ariel thinks that maybe that could happen. I don't know. I doubt it. Leon Edwards is a great fighter. I think he's amazing, but there's no way he deserves that fight against Usman more than Covington. Obviously, the UFC wants to pay guys a certain challenger fee, and Covington wants more money than that, but I just don't see fans being really interested in that fight between Edwards and Usman right now. Maybe if Edwards wins one more fight, but for now, I think the UFC will get this fight done eventually. I think the fighters will cave, take the offer, and come into and fight Usman. But definitely interesting hearing Askren talk about the state of the UFC welterweight title. Speaking of welterweights, Dan Hardy is back in the news. He says he's actually very eager to return to the cage. We know he's been in the USADA testing pool for a little while now. He says he wants to fight Nate Diaz for his comeback fight. I mean, why not call out the top, one of the top guys in the world, right? Why not call out one of the biggest stars? I don't think he's going to get that fight, but I did see what fans were saying. Fans seem to be very interested in that matchup. It'd be a fun fight. I think that would have been a great fight back in like 2010, 2011, back when Nate Diaz was just kind of an undercard guy, a mid-card guy, and Dan Hardy was kind of the star. So I don't think it happens now, but I mean, why not call your shot, right? Doubt it happens. It's a fun fight on paper, but yeah, Nate Diaz would win. Although Dan Hardy believes that he would like hit Nate Diaz to death in that fight, I doubt it, but definitely interesting to see if Dan Hardy wants to come back after that heart issue he's had. More welterweight news. Tyron Woodley's back in the news. Tyron Woodley, he still wants that title shot. He wants the rematch with Usman, but he also mentioned something interesting. He said that he's willing to move up to middleweight after a couple more fights at welterweight. So that's kind of interesting. We've never heard that from Woodley. He's obviously not the tallest guy, but he's very big for welterweight, very, very strong, very thick. But I don't know if he'd be great at middleweight. He reminds me of, I mean, I know Gastelum's actually did really well, former opponent of his, but I don't know. Just, I feel like he'd be too small. You know, it reminds me of like maybe John Hendricks growing up, just being a bit too small. So we'll see what happens there with Woodley. But to me, you know, I know he lost the fight to Usman, but he's really not that far gone from being a champion in that division. I feel like he's a forgotten guy, even by myself. Like, I don't really bring up Woodley when I talk about the top contenders, just because he's coming off a really lopsided loss to Usman, but the guy's one loss in a row. I mean, he's not a bad fighter by any means, and he's still one of the top guys. So to me, you should really focus on getting that welterweight title fight, welterweight title shot, and that to me involves coming back and fighting someone else. And I think Leon Edwards actually makes a lot of sense right now with Masvidal fighting Nate Diaz. You could do Woodley versus Leon Edwards. We'll see what happens there, but I don't think middleweight's the right move for Woodley. More welterweight news, Michelle Pahaia from the UFC Vancouver card. He talked about the weight cut. He said it was really bad. He said that his corner man wasn't there. That visa issues, he caught almost 40 pounds of weight. I mean, that's stupid. So you got to blame the guy himself. But definitely, when you're cutting that much weight, it could obviously affect your performance. Still, the theatrics he did in that fight clearly played a role in his cardio failing him. And just, yeah, it was silly. But you know what? It was a really fun fight. It's too bad, man. He missed weight by 1 pound. It cost him $50,000, plus the money he lost to Tristan Connolly for his missing the weight. So very unfortunate by Pahaia. Hopefully he can get his weight in check. But if he can't, then maybe move up to middleweight, because he looked pretty damn big in that fight. My buddy Cole Sheldon, who will be doing the podcast with me in a little bit here, bringing down UFC Mexico City, he talked about Chiat Kongo. He talked to Chiat Kongo, I should say. And Kongo wants that rematch, man, with Ryan Bader. He believes that he was eye-poked and poked in the, and stuck fingers up his nose. He's almost like, why didn't I get the win by disqualification? But he's like, I didn't want to win that way. I mean, he would have lost that fight probably. But at the same time, yeah, who knows, right, with the eye poke. Do I want to see a rematch? Not really. I'd rather see Bader fight Yuri Prozaska, or even, honestly, even Rampage, because I think that would have a little bit more heat to it. But there are other guys in Bellator for Ryan Bader to fight at this point. And unfortunately for Kongo, he did have 8 wins in a row, and the fight ended in no contest, but it wasn't looking like it was going to go his way even before that. Last thing I want to mention before I get out of here, a welterweight bout between Zabit Magomedsharipov and Calvin Kattar has been moved to UFC Moscow, so I believe that was supposed to take place at UFC Boston, which would be Kattar's hometown. Now it will take place in Moscow, Magomedsharipov's hometown. Interesting decision here by the UFC. I mean, I don't blame them for wanting to stack that deck, but that does suck for Kattar. Obviously, he was going to have a lot of fans supporting him for that fight in his hometown. Now he's going to have to fight Zabit in Russia. That will not be easy. It's a great fight. Two of the best guys right now at 145, two of the rising stars, but definitely a tough fight to call. I guess I lean towards Zabit a little bit, but man, Kattar has looked amazing lately. That boxing is something special to watch. So don't count on Kattar in that fight, but the fact that it's taking place in Russia would definitely favor Zabit at this point. So that's all I want to talk about today. A few pieces of news there. I will be back in a little bit with Cole Shelton breaking down UFC Mexico City. I was going to do it at 11 a.m., but we're going to do it at 10:30 a.m. Instead. Just I'm still not feeling 100%, so I wanted to get it out of the way before I had to take care of myself later. I'm not feeling the greatest this week. So hopefully I feel better, but I still obviously have to do the podcast, guys. I want to talk about the UFC. It's my favorite sport, right? I love MMA. So I have to talk about that, but yes, I'll be back at 10:30 instead, breaking down UFC Mexico City. I actually did the podcast with James Lynch yesterday, breaking down the card and also recapping UFC Vancouver. So go back and check that out. Check out yesterday's podcast on here, breaking down UFC Vancouver. Guys, once again, thanks for joining me today for this morning's MMA OB Daily Podcast. You guys can find me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin. This podcast, as always, is available at MMAOddsBreaker.com. Go to our YouTube channel, like, share, subscribe, tell your friends about it. Check out BJPenn.com and MMARings.net, where I have an article on Justin Gaethje and what's next for him. Thanks a lot, guys, for tuning into this podcast. I'll be back at 10:30 a.m. with Cole Sheldon breaking down UFC Mexico City. Have a good one.